As fire season begins to ramp up across the American West, firefighters in Nevada will have more money this year to battle those blazes. That's due in part to new legislation passed by lawmakers during the 2019 session, but that's one of the many environmentally related bills to come out of the legislature. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Daniel Rothberg with the Nevada Independent to break it all down.
Daniel, lawmakers passed a number of environmental bills out of the session this year, but I think fire-related legislation is first and foremost on everybody's mind, one of those being a measure that would increase funding for suppression and prevention efforts, right?
Yeah. Over the last 2 years, we've seen more than 2 million acres burn in the Great Basin, which is a huge amount of fire. And the result is you see impacts to rural communities and the sort of economy that this land supports, hunting, hiking, and backpacking. So I think you saw a response from the legislature that this is a serious issue, and they want to take it a little bit more seriously by devoting more funds. That happened in a couple of different areas. The legislature appropriated at the sort of the last minute $5 million in wildfire prevention funds, or up to $5 million to match federal funds. They also created this $10 million contingency fund for fire suppression, because right now the Division of Forestry's budget is fairly low. They were funded at about $2.5 million per year, which is pretty small given the just sort of size of the fires we've seen in the rangelands. And so this contingency fund will sort of give them a little bit more buffer in bad fire years to fulfill their responsibility to fight fire that breaks out on sort of state or county land.
I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about water issues. That is something that I think you specialize in. There has been this ongoing debate with the Southern Nevada Water Pipeline and trying to mitigate water shortages in the future, right?
I think one of the bills that got a lot of attention in this session was AB 30, which was a bill that would have set guidelines for mitigation plans. So if you're a water user and you want to use water that you could potentially have a right to, but it would affect someone else's right, these mitigation plans would essentially allow you to develop some sort of mechanism to make that water rights user that you're potentially harming whole. Mm-hmm. This sort of concept gets tied a lot to the Las Vegas pipeline because that's the most prominent example of where a mitigation plan has been proposed. But I believe that this bill could be used in many other applications across the state, especially as more of our water is already appropriated, and there are likely to be more conflicts among users going forward. So I think it was an interesting bill. It died a pretty public death this session, but I think out of that, there is going to be an interim working group to talk about some of these issues. I think there's a desire to kind of maybe move beyond just the pipeline and talk about other issues and what water users across the state need going forward. Because right now, I think every time, one of these bills is proposed, it's sort of seen myopically through the lens of a particular project, and it makes it difficult to address the larger questions around Nevada water law.
What were some bills that addressed public lands?
I think there were three notable resolutions. One was the legislature expressing its support for keeping a Nevada BLM office, a state office for the Bureau of Land Management, which controls about 67% of the state's land. And then you saw pretty broad support for two bills opposing military expansions, both in Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada, that would, generally speaking, limit access to public land, not only for wildlife managers and conservationists and recreationists, but also for developers, whether the activities you're engaging in are mining or grazing or geothermal development. So you saw broad support for those bills. And then lastly, a big bill this session was to create an Office of Outdoor Recreation. The main focus of that office is to encourage outdoor recreation and to attract more outdoor recreation businesses. But there's also a conservation component worked into the bill. And I think some conservationists have reservations about how effective that's going to be. And I think it will be interesting to watch. But if the bill is executed as sort of the language contemplates, the Office of Outdoor Recreation will perform a function of kind of protecting and preserving the public land that the outdoor recreation economy and outdoor recreation businesses rely on.
Daniel Rothberg is a reporter with the Nevada Independent. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thanks.